Okay, so the best of the Midwest often takes you to places in the Midwest, big towns, small towns, some you've heard of, some you have not, and we tell you how to do them and where to do them. But today it's kind of a twist on that, isn't it? We're talking about the Palmer House, the Hilton Hotel, the iconic spot downtown, with Henry Dornalis, who is the hotel manager at the Palmer House Hilton Hotel. Henry, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm very well. Good afternoon, John. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And welcome to Chicago. You've managed hotels for Hilton, but this is your latest stop. What do you make of this stop, and what do you make of Chicago so far?
That's correct. I'm loving the city, John. I'm loving the people, the diversity, the culinary, everything that I've seen so far. Really enjoy my time.
Yeah. And then there is this Palmer House, which is maybe... I could think of maybe three or four hotels that would come to mind if you said Chicago, but in any list, it would always be the Palmer House. Talk to me a little bit about the history of this hotel.
Such an iconic hotel, John. It's the longest operating hotel in North America. We're turning 154 years old this year. It has an amazing history in the city of Chicago. It started... The hotel was built as a wedding gift from the husband to the wife.
No kidding.
Mr. Palmer, absolutely. And it gets even more interesting. The hotel burned 13 days with the Great Fire in Chicago.
So burned for 13 days?
It burned down completely.
Yeah.
It had to be rebuilt as a wedding gift. So the wife made sure to remind the husband that it was a gift and she needed it rebuilt.
So the hotel gets built as a wedding gift. The hotel burns down. She says, well, I
promise me.
Yeah. Flowers won't do. So it's a hotel. Wow. I mean, it wasn't built as a residence, though. It was built as a hotel, I guess.
It was built as a hotel. And after it got burned down, he had to get a loan, Mr. Palmer, of $1.7 million at the time. And he got that loan on his signature loan.
Wow. My understanding is I've only stayed in, you know, one room at a time, a few times, but that the rooms are unique. It's not every room is the same as the other. Is that true? And why is that so?
That's correct. We have a large amount of rooms in the hotel, 1,641 rooms to be more specific. So we have a large amount of layouts and room types. We have, you know, presidential suites like the Bertha Palmer suite all the way to our standard regular rooms, king-size rooms, double rooms,
etc. Who's usually coming there? Who's staying at the hotel this weekend?
We got a great mix, John. We welcome everyone. Obviously, we have a great mix of convention, business, transient, and families. So if you're hanging out with us in the lobby and appreciating all the history and the great atmosphere and environment that we provide, you're going to look around and see, you know, from business people all the way to families and kids. And
well, that was our experience. And I told you off the air, I'll say it on the air, that while Brenda and I were just enjoying some cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and whatever in the lobby, I was glad that we saw business groups, of course, but we also saw families. We saw people like us. I didn't feel out of place like I was in the wrong room, you know?
Absolutely. We're in such an excellent location in downtown Chicago. We're close to Millennium Park Art Institute, all within a block. We're close to the concerts and festivals.
If you were going to go to one of the plays in town, or if you were going to spend a day at the museums, I would just stay there and just make it so easy. It'd be so stress-free if you were just staying at the Palmer House. The history of the place, okay, that's interesting. I didn't know about it as a wedding gift, but I also understand, I think we say in the commercials that brownie was invented there. I didn't know the brownie needed to be invented, that somebody thought, let's make a thin chocolate cake. What's the deal with that?
That's correct. So during the World's Fair in 1893, Bertha Palmer, she tasked our executive pastry chef at the time, Joseph Sal, to create a dessert that the ladies could enjoy and also take with them to the fair, the Columbia Exhibition. So she wanted something that was a fudge-like cake and something that could be boxed so they could transport it to the fair. And that's how the brownie came about. We still serve the original recipe of the brownie on a daily basis at the Palmer House.
Really? You also have this Potter's Bar, which is a speakeasy-styled bar next to the Grand Lobby. And the Grand Lobby is really, I probably talk about it too much, but so many, even big hotels you walk into and you check in, and it's a nice place where they'll make your reservation. I don't think I've ever seen a hotel with such a inviting lobby as yours, you know?
Absolutely. Bertha, she had a French heritage, and with that, a lot of art pieces and French history came with. So if you walk into the Palmer House and you see the beautiful ceiling and all the art from Tiffany and things of that nature, it's really, really unique. I would say that you pair that with our old-fashioned, one of the best in the city, and you're in for a great weekend.
You know, if you get, I don't know if they serve it at both of the bars, but at the Potter's Bar, I had the Mark Twain. I don't know if you're familiar with that cocktail, but I'm now expert at it. And I'm just telling you, is that a Manhattan that the Mark Twain is, or is that an old-fashioned? I think it's an old-fashioned. It's their take on it, and it's really special. You need to limit yourself on those, but they're really good.
They really are. And Potter's is a concept that we are very proud of, John. It's a speakeasy style, prohibition era based bar. We spend a lot of time crafting and curating that menu and the drinks. We have over 40 or 50 drinks. They're all very specific to the prohibition era.
So some of the items, so you go to this new cool place and they bring out the charcuterie and it's got Ritz crackers. It's got a little sleeve of Ritz crackers. I'm like, all right, I wasn't expecting a little sleeve of Ritz crackers, but there's a reason that Ritz crackers are on there, right?
There is, and it was something that was very popular at the time. Yeah. So we wanted to create a tie between the 1930s and the Prohibition era with our food and shareable plates as well.
Well, and actually, I love Ritz crackers, so nobody's complaining about it, but you'd think it would be different. But no, there's a reason why they selected the menu items there. So it's a win-win. Okay, so that's just a little bit about the hotel, some of the food, some of the drink. I'm going to come into Chicago. I'm going to come into Chicago for NASCAR, right? How far are you from the track?
We're very close. We're in the center of everything downtown related. So excellent location. You can stay with us and walk a block or two and have a great view of the race.
There is a viewing corner at Monroe and I think Columbus, and that's about where you are, right?
That's very close to us, about a block and a half.
Just talk to me about any specials, because a guest earlier was talking about how the average price for a hotel for the DNC is going to be north of $500. Now, that's for a limited period of time. What are people paying when they go to the Palmer House?
It depends. It can vary as well. Anywhere from the special that we're going to talk about a little bit here later, all the way to the same rates that you were describing, around $400 or $500.
What's the special?
So we're about to launch on July 1st the Christmas in July special, and with that, you're going to have an opportunity for the duration of the month of July, July 1st through the 31st, to book your stay with us for the holidays, so November, December, and January. You should be able to get, starting as low as $144.
I can get $144, but I'll buy it now and then use it around Christmas time.
That's correct.
Thanksgiving now, through the new year.
Buy now, stay later.
$144 sounds very reasonable for that location and your property, for that matter.
Absolutely. We want to make sure everyone has a great time and a great opportunity starting now to plan your holidays and spend it in a very special place.
You also have a park and stay package that we've been promoting, which I believe includes the brownies, which you did not bring into the studio today, but I'm over it and I don't want you to worry about that. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, that's a great package we have. I appreciate the partnership with WGN. It's available on your website. Go online, check it out, and stay with us. We thank you, all the listeners, for participating. And yes, you do get a discounted parking, which can be at a premium in downtown Chicago. Yeah. And you also get to experience our brownie.
Okay, which was invented there. It's the original recipe. And again, my experience was that it was really, really good. And not just a box brownie, by the way. This is really special. Okay, just a couple of other things about the amenities there. I thought it was cool because this old, how old is it? 150, the oldest hotel in North America, right?
Longest operating, but yes, 153 years old.
You've got a Peloton room. I thought that was really neat. It's not a special area with Pelotons. The swimming pool looks brand new. It looks gorgeous.
Absolutely. We have modernized both our swimming pool and our fitness center area. So you walk in there and you were probably in one of the best fitness centers from a hotel perspective.
Well, you know what it reminded me of? It was like, oh, this is a health club. I mean, you know, some hotels will just have some treadmills in an air-conditioned room. It's really comprehensive what you have. You have a spa there, right?
Correct. And you're correct, John. It is actually a health club. We do have memberships available as well. And yes, we do have a spa, one of the best in the city as well. So it's just a great amenity when you combine everything.
Okay, so if I want to do the Christmas in July special, go to the website?
That's correct. You can go online and you'll find it will be live on July 1st.
July 1st, Palmer House Hilton Hotel. Today's the 27th of June. That gives you a few days to think, hey, why don't we come in around the time of the parade or spend a weekend Christmas shopping or do something for New Year's, November, December, January. PalmerHouseHiltonHotel.com, PalmerHouseHiltonHotel.com. And starting July 1st, you can click on that Christmas in July special. And don't forget, if you go to WGNRadio.com, on my page, there's a banner ad for the Palmer House, that park and stay package, and the brownies are included as well as the discounted parking. You're right, that's a premium in the city. Anything else you want us to know before we go?
No, thank you so much for having me on. It was a real pleasure to be here with you guys today.
Yeah, I was walking by your place just a couple of days ago, and I thought, I had to swing by Potter's and just grab a little something-something. And that's a nice way to do it, too. It can be a destination, or if you're in town, just pop into Potter's Bar off the Grand Lobby there and take in what is a really pretty speakeasy. Okay, that's our best of the Midwest, the Palmer House Hilton downtown. Henry Donalis is the hotel manager. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks, John.